morning. I want to welcome you once again to the Forgotten Word Radio program. This is Bob Weiss with Forgotten Word Ministries. We want to finish up just a little bit this morning with the conversation about Mike Murdock, Word of Faith, Name and Claim It preacher. And won't take much time on this one real quickly, but I just want to finish up by saying you can easily disprove a lot of these guys by watching what they send you in the emails, the letters, things of that stuff. Mike sent out an email on Saturday, January 21st that says, choose a proven mentor. And it says, those you admire eternally affect your future. Choose a mentor who increases your faith in God. Learn from the scars of your mentor as well as his sermons. Now listen to this part now. Here's what he says. You cannot learn from anyone you resent or envy. You can only learn from someone you are humble enough to admire. Okay? February the 3rd, just, what, week later or so, he sends out another email. Honor every opinion you hear today. Here's what it reads. One of the greatest gifts you will ever give anyone is the gift of recognition. Every husband, wife, and child is authorized by the Creator to have a viewpoint and an opportunity to express it. Honor their right to be heard. Something you need is often hidden in someone you may not enjoy. Listening is the seed that often produces favor. Here he's saying, listen to every opinion because whoever they're saying might have something in there that you can gain from that, you know, they might have something in there that's hidden. It's like you said, something you need is often hidden in someone you may not even enjoy listening to. But back in January, he says, don't listen to people. You cannot learn from people you envy or resent or anything. But now a week later, he's telling you to listen to everybody. So you see, these guys will tell you anything and everything to get you to listen to them, to believe what they say is the gospel, and to, you know, send them your money. It all comes back to the money. Everything they send you is about money. But, you know, you can read their stuff. They contradict themselves all the time. You just got to watch for it. You just got to read. When people send you stuff, no matter who it is, when someone tells you something, no matter who it is, pay attention and focus with it and count it with the scale of the Lord's word. If it doesn't measure up to the gospel, throw it out and don't listen to it. It's that simple. No matter who it is, me, your preacher, anybody else, Mike Murdock or anybody, I don't care how popular they are, that has nothing to do with it. You measure what they say against the word of God and you will learn the truth no matter what. Now, excuse me. To finish up on some of the things about Mike's biggest deal here, and here's what a lot of these preachers now, not just Mike, but now listen to me, a lot of these Word of Faith, Name It, Claim It, Prosperity Gospel preachers are teaching this principle, and you got to run away from it. Says they're preaching that to break the back of poverty. You listening to me? Break the back of poverty. You've heard that probably from an unknown number of prosperity preachers. To break the back of prosperity. And Mike says to do this, a seed of $1,000 needs to be sowed to his ministry, and then the harvest will follow. I've heard this from Mike. I've heard it from Rod Parsley. Benny Hinn, you name it, they're out there telling you, you send the money to me, we'll break the back of poverty for you. So see, Mike claims to be the anointed one, but then turn around, this other guy says he's the anointed one. You know, it's amazing how all these guys act. Murdock said he would pray to God for three things to happen, and guaranteed that they would happen as a result of someone donating the $1,000 seed. Now, here's what the three things are. You're listening closely. I might have read these or talked to you about it before, but it's good to hear it again. Number one, that God will use this seed to schedule an uncommon visit from the Holy Spirit to your home. I am asking God to give you a stress-free home environment, an unusual visit from the Holy Spirit. Okay. Number two, a financial mentor to enter into your life who will use their secrets to enhance your life with uncommon financial wisdom. And number three, that God will use this $1,000 seed to reactivate every dormant seed you planted in the past. God will use this seed of obedience today to breathe new life into your future. And whatever the devil stole from you in the past will be returned unto you sevenfold. So think about that. If you've got, and what he's saying here is that you have got seeds that you planted that are dormant. They've never been produced. They've never come to life. But if you'll plant a $1,000 seed to his ministry now, not only will you get the blessings that God has for you now, but God will go back and he'll take this $1,000 seed that you gave Mike Murdoch, and God will go back into your life and bring forth all, and he'll breathe new life into your future with all of the dormant seeds that the devil stole from you in the past. Amazing, isn't it? If you planted good seed in the past, why was it laying there dormant? It doesn't say anything about the bad. He just said he's going to reactivate every dormant seed you planted in the past. Why would you plant dormant seeds to anything to start with? You plant good seed, according to Mike. I don't get this guy. You know, well, yeah, I do get him. He's just a shyster. He's a con artist. Mike claims that everything he's got was given to him. Sure he does. $25,000 Rolex, a $4,500 ink pen, folks. A $4,500 ink pen. He's got expensive suits, several Chevrolet Corvettes, a BMW, and a rare Vetta Ventura sports car. He talks about all the suits that was given to him and, you know, into the hundreds. Well, who in the world needs 100 suits? This God says he'll provide your needs, not excesses. Nobody needs 100 suits. What in the name of anything is this nonsense all about? And no wonder people fall for guys like this. When you hear stories of people giving you a $25,000 Rolex and a Corvette and a Harley Davidson and an airplane and suits and clothes and this and that and diamond rings and all this kind of stuff, sure, it's appealing to it appeals to the person's to the man's wants and wishes and needs. They think they got to have that too, and they want that too. They're envious of it and jealous of it, and they want it also. So sure, they're going to listen to what this guy's got to say, see if they can get some of that good stuff. But you know, it's just amazing, just absolutely amazing. Mike calls one time in Wisdom Keys 1997 on the C Broadcasting. Mike Murdoch said, "It's illogical to be anti-money. Money is too much a tool. Money's a blessing. Money is a weapon." That, you know, that's just sickness, isn't it? Money's a blessing, and money's a weapon, and money's too much of a tool, and you can't be anti-money. Well, no, not in Mike's eyes, because Mike wants all your money. And it's just amazing. You know, it just absolutely amazing. Mike believes what the scripture says. At one time it said Ecclesiastes 10:19, "A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything." And of course it does for the world. Of course it does. Money answers all your problems, you think. You think you got enough money, you got it made. You ever seen how many divorces caused because of money? How many lives are shattered because of money? How many people died because of money? How many people are in prison because they stole money? The greed of wanting more money? It's amazing what money can do to destroy you. And yet Mike says the money's the answer for everything. I don't get it. How people can be so foolish. You know, there's a lot of these guys out there. I'm not per se saying that Mike Murdoch's the worst guy in the world. But he certainly ranks up there high with the rest of these false preachers, I'll tell you. Ben Franklin, a founder of the United States at one time, he said he that is of the opinion that money will do everything may well be suspected of doing everything for money. And then like Solomon said, Solomon, who put the Proverbs together, Ben Franklin saying this, excuse me, Solomon, who put the Proverbs together and was at the time the richest man who ever lived, wrote, "A man without an evil eye hastens after riches." A man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come onto him. Proverbs 28:22. So, you know, if you got the evil eye for money, you're going to have some problems later on, I guarantee you. It's just sad. I can't, you know, express it enough how sad it is that money, the love of money, is certainly, like the Bible said, the root of all evil. There's too much focus on it. It's taken its taken the place of the gospel. It's taken the place of worship. Preachers preaching the gospel. Jesse Duplantis bragging about the $1,000, multiple thousands of dollars of a suit that he wears, and the Harleys that he's given, and Fred Price talking about his Rolls Royce. I mean, there's just so many people, folks, that all they want to preach about is prosperity. And that's not the answer. You will prosper in heaven. And that is the way it is. If you believe the Lord, if you believe Jesus as your Savior, believe on Him, believe the Scriptures, you will go to heaven. And that, if you ask the Lord to be your Savior, you will, when you die, go to heaven. And you will reap the rewards of heaven, which are mighty and hard to believe how wonderful it's going to be. But if you want your heaven on earth, you follow people like Mike Murdoch and Kenneth Copeland and all these other guys, Jesse Duplantis, Benny Hinn, Joyce Meyer, Paula White. You keep following all these guys, Richard Roberts. You just keep right on going down the road, Rick Warren and all these, Joel Osteen. You keep following all these boys and these girls, and you'll find out that you sure wish you'd have turned your eyes upon Jesus. Because in the end, you fail. In the end, you lose. Get it through your head now. Get it in your mind now. One thing about all of this. If you follow false teachings, in the end, you lose. It's just that simple. You lose. Christians win. False believers don't. And I feel sorry for you. I want you to learn. I want you to write to us. You know, we're going to give our address here in a minute. I want you to write to us with questions. Write to us with comments. You know, anything that's on your heart. If you've got prayer requests, need us to pray for you, write to us and tell us. We want to be here to help you. We're here to do what we can for you. And we want to be able to do what we can for you. So let us know, you know, where you're at. Scripturally, spiritually, let us know, you know, everything that's going on in your life, and we will do everything we can to help you learn the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing we can do, is to give you the benefit of our experience with these false teachers. Love being with you. Listen, we're going to see you again tomorrow. But remember this, Jesus loves you. Please follow Him. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.